Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I've been talking about the Pete DeBoer thing for a couple days now. I just want to say that this is official now. The press conference has happened. It's a 4-year deal. He is now officially the Dallas Stars head coach. 10th Dallas Stars head coach in our history. 25th head coach in the Dallas Stars / North Stars franchise history. So they've had 25 coaches in general. You know, the thing that I'm excited the most is the biggest sample I ever had was what he did in San Jose. You know, one of the things that I hated the most in the late 90s, early 2000s was when we had to go to San Jose and play the Sharks. Because the one thing that Pete DeBoer did, and he was only there for four, five, 6 years, but the one thing in his tenure that he always did was he had a very fast team, a very potent offensive team. And with the youth and the speed that we have now, with the Jason Robertsons and the Roope Hanses, and you know, the Jacob Petersons rookie season that he had, that was phenomenal. And there's a lot of kids coming down the line. I don't remember names at the moment. I just know that there's a kid, Lekkonen is his name, in the OHL that just won the Memorial Cup, and he won the, yeah, I think he won the most valuable player in the OHL. And he's one of our top picks, if I can remember the name correctly. The point is, all this young talent that's coming down the pike and all this speed that's coming to the team, he's going to harness that, and really, we're going to have a very different-looking hockey team come October. Now, the only concern that I'm having, and I'll say this with due respect, what Rick Bowness did with the defense, the defense identity first. It's so important that we don't lose that. I mean, I hate to say it, the best example is Tampa Bay. Okay? Tampa Bay can grind with you. Tampa Bay also can play a fast-paced game if they need to. But the one thing that they never forget is their defensive premise first. That's the only thing that I'm concerned about is with this new style of offense, are we going to forget about who we are a little bit? You know, Jake Ottinger is going to be a great netminder for a long time, so I'm not worried about that. But I just want to make sure that we don't lose the foundation and the identity that we started with. But we do need offense. There's no doubt in my mind that Pete DeBoer is going to come in there. He's going to change things. Our power play will be much better. Because I know that he's a power play specialist. I mean, San Jose had a really good power play for a long time because of him. I mean, I still don't understand why they fired him, but you know what? At times, you have to go and do different things to inject a different look to your team. But I do believe he's the right fit. Now that I've had more time to read and process everything, I mean, a guy like Mark Savard is going to get his chance. But my question is, why don't you say to Mark, hey, why don't you come be an assistant under me? Why don't you bring your defensive knowledge to our team? Because I think the biggest storyline within the storyline here is going to be what kind of coaching staff is going to be assembled to make this team work too. So that'll be the next thing. I'm going to start watching for the decisions Pete DeBoer will make. Because some coaches are hands-on, which I know he is, but it's also making sure that you get the right soldiers, you know, to help. You know, Pete may be the general, but he's going to have, you know, good coaching too underneath him to support his ideas and his ways. So congratulations, it's official. Pete DeVore, you're here. Now let's see what you're going to do next. So now there's a lot of variations of things that are going to happen. The next week or so will be the NHL draft, which will be another topic that I'm going to have to talk about. But until then, I will not say much more than that because I have some research to do. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Pete DeVore, it's your turn next. Go Stars.